You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we are now joined by Mr. Aidan Geraghty. If you want to pull your microphone close to you, my friend, there we go.
How
are you doing, my G?
I'm good. It's been a slow start to my morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped the car off at the mechanic, which is not the thing you want to be doing before the start of the weekend.
But no.
Here we are.
What's up with the car?
It's just an old car, bro.
Mm.
It's 30 years old.
Oh, so. Wow.
Yeah.
That is old.
So just, making sure that it gets some love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What does it need touched up?
Oh, it's just got a few bits wrong with the engine that left a bit to be desired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We're still walking.
Mm.
Just means the Waka Express has turned into the Waiwa Express.
I love that for you, man. Love that for you. So we're here to talk about the Adu Hip Hop Hustle fundraiser. And you know, to kick things off, I thought, what would be better than a little hip hop quiz?
Oh my word.
Are you ready? Alrighty, let me find these questions here. Oh man, The Chase. You ever like The Chase?
I thought it was a crack up show.
Chase is classic.
I only got to it through watching it adjacently. Like through like clips,
mm-hmm.
like viral memes, mm-hmm. just like all of the outtakes that just like, I don't know, man. Like that Fanny Schmeller one.
The Fanny Schmeller is hilarious.
It's just like,
yeah, it's goated. So we got a little bit of hip hop quiz here. My first question for you is: true or false, Kendrick Lamar's "Not Like Us" was the last entry in Kendrick and Drake's beef earlier this year? Is this true or false? Yes, it was the Heart Part 6 by Drake. That was the last entry. There might be more coming, we'll have to see. At the 1995 Source Awards, two West Coast rappers declared proverbial war on the East Coast. Which two artists were they? Was it A, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, B, Tupac and Snoop Dogg, or C, Dr. Dre and Tupac?
Dr. Dre and Tupac?
No, it was Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Oh.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg got really fiery. Like, you never expect him to be angry, but at that thing, he was like, the East Coast don't love thing. It's pretty gnarly. And the third question I have: hip-hop originated in block parties in the 70s in New York City. Which borough is largely credited with birthing hip-hop? Is it Staten Island, Brooklyn, or the Bronx?
Bronx.
Yeah, hell yeah, you get that right, nice. And lastly, true or false, this one's kind of, this is interesting. Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby was the first hip-hop track to go number one. True or false?
I think that's true.
It is true, unfortunately. The first hip-hop track to ever go number one was old mate, what's his name? His name's like Albert Winkler or something.
I think so.
Yeah.
They love the white folk, eh? And then it was like Marky Mark after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that Mark Wahlberg was a rapper until like, yeah, a couple of years ago.
A rapper and an awful person.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally. Alright, so we had to talk about the Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle and Adu fundraiser. Are you involved with Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle?
Yeah, my involvement goes way back. I used to, I'm an artist in my spare time, and I dabble in a bit of like street art and graffiti. So in previous years I've been involved with the painting side of things. The first time I was supposed to paint was right before that second lockdown, and we had to like can that Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle, which really sucked because it was a mean lineup. We had some like heavy hitter OG riders involved. We had like the likes of Foul and stuff coming through, and yeah, sucked. But well, we're still rolling with the punches, and mm-hmm. that's why we're doing this fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. This is a real cool fundraiser between Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle and Adu. What is the fundraiser for? Just for like making more art projects for Hip Hop Hustle?
It's to create a bit of putia, as the current government has cut back on funding for the art sector massively,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately we missed out on our largest cut like of funding. So a lot of the reliance of the go-ahead with this particular Hip Hop Hustle is based on crowd donations and crowdsourcing. A lot of people have sacrificed their time and energy just for the love of hip hop and what Johnny's been doing. Johnny is the curator of the festival, Johnny Waters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know him through the community, the arts community. He's a teacher, just an all-around awesome human,
mm-hmm.
one of my best mates.
Mm-hmm.
So I sparked up the bright idea to like organize this fundraiser, and he was really fucking mad about it. He didn't want anything to do with it. He's like, nah, I've asked too much of like the arts community that I can't really like, I can't justify this in my head. And I was like, nah man, that's not it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna put out some feelers, and if people like say hell yeah, then we'll go ahead with it. And I started reaching out, Johnny started reaching out, and most of the people that were already involved were like, absolutely, I've got so many canvases lying around back, take them. Like, and we now have over 50 artists. I think it was 52 yesterday.
Yeah, it's there's a lot. There's a lot of artists. Yeah. There's a lot. Are they all? Are they mostly local?
I and Cole, a lot of them are adjacent to Otiputi through their involvement with the art scene here. Most of the artists you'll see have had some form of engagement with street art or like writing here. Or a lot of them live in Otaitahi. There are some that are overseas at the moment, but they have all at one like stage point or time been involved with Otiputi and just wanted to give back and afi to the hip hop culture that we're trying to like uplift. Yeah,
awesome. You're one of the many artists providing art for the fundraiser. What did you contribute?
I have made two original illustrative works that speak to my like Māori whakapapa and how I kind of engage with the idea of the urban identity. Urban Māori was this like controversial kind of like phenomena that had catalyzed after the Second World War, whereas a lot of returning servicemen did not return to their whenua and sought living situations in the big cities to create a life.
Better economic opportunities, I think, was a big driver.
And that meant that the next generations of Māori had disconnect from their whakapapa, Māori tanga. So that retorted in a lot of like cultures that you see happening on the peripheral, and that's when like a lot of Māori and Pacifica had kind of engaged with the hip hop community and like really strive to do something like beautiful, create something beautiful out of such a negative thing. And my works strike on that. They're not necessarily hip hop orientated with their motifs and like structure, but the feel that I've kind of like invigorated into the works like speaks to that. How I have kind of seen that within my own kind of upbringing. And you'll be able to see that in person at the show.
Awesome. Well, I think a big part of hip hop is about uplifting marginalized voices, right? And so this is definitely that. No, that's awesome, Doug. That's awesome. Right, what do we got going on next? Next question. what are we doing? This is kind of a more general question about hip hop. But do you think 2024 has been a good year for hip hop?
I think there's a lot of things brewing. Like a lot of hip hop draws on social commentary, and we see in our peripherals there's a lot going on this year. I think like one of the biggest things that's happened this year is obviously something we touched on earlier, the rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Like, that goes without saying. It's like there's nothing been like that big since Jay-Z and Nas, I reckon. That's been the biggest beef in like rap history since then.
It was very it was very back to back as well, because the Nas and Jay-Z beef is really fascinating, because they didn't release diss tracks like one after the other. They released diss tracks like a year or years at a time. It was very long winded beef. Whereas this was like I don't know, 6 weeks of just concentrated artillery fire, you know.
Guess the whole thing with those beefs is that end of the day they're just trying to sell records on top of it. So like, when you go back to what Jay-Z and Nas were doing, the reason they were only like firing at each other over a year period, they were probably firing shots behind the scenes, but like they had to attach it to an album. They needed to make those records. They didn't have streaming services like when they were beefing. That's crazy.
What's been your favourite hip hop releases this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Juicy J's last tape.
Juicy J?
Yeah, the Ravenite Social Club. It goes hard.
Yeah.
It's this, it steers away from the Memphis natives, like usual, like 36 Mafia, like funk, like stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He uses live jazz bands and recording
what?
Sessions. Yeah,
what?
It's a jazz album.
I'm gonna have to listen to this.
That's crazy. It
God
goes
damn.
So hard.
Do you listen to the new Denzel Curry tape?
Nah.
That's very Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm hit or miss with Denzel Curry.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I listen to the singles with like Rocky and stuff, but I don't know. Mm. I just, there's something about his demeanor and how aggressive his, like I appreciate an aggressive flow, but it's not for me.
Mm.
I'm someone that, like, when I'm being conscious of what I'm listening to, and that's like, I listen to a lot of music when I'm making, the aggressive nature of like that is just like, I'll listen to it at the gym or whatever, but
yeah, it's not more of a creative mood for you.
Nah, it's
no.
not.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. What about the, do you listen to Diaz Grimm?
No.
His new album? He's a New Zealand rapper. He came out with a really, really good solid project. He had a song called Pepeha, which is like the backing of the beat is him doing his Pepeha, which is awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you have to listen to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But lastly, we don't have a heck of a lot of time here left, but when, where, how, fundraiser? It's tomorrow, what, 6 to 10? At Adju?
Yeah, 6 till late at Adju.
6 till late.
Yeah, what's tomorrow? The 14th? Yeah, the Friday the 14th. Ah, Saturday.
Friday the 14th.
Yeah, that's
Friday the 13th, part 2.
Bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need to buy tickets or anything, or you just show up to Adju?
Just show up to Adju. My lovely friends, Caitlin and Giannis, have really put it on for us hospitality-wise. They've sacrificed so much of their time and energy into like supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Please come along. Uffy them. Uffy us if you've got the poutier. If not, just come and hang out. It's
mm-hmm.
awesome. That's like the kaupapa at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
More people, the merrier. You don't have to have money to come hang out at the art show. Just come and appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just use your eyeballs as
That's
currency.
That's it. Come see the 52 artists on exhibition.
Yeah, man. I'm assuming there's just like, yeah, dozens and dozens of works. It's really, really sick.
Yeah.
Will there be any kind of after show? After the air, do you think? Like, will the works be taken to another space after, or no?
We will have them in situ for a couple of weeks. The works that get sold on the night will be available to be picked up the next day, so we're going to recurate the exhibition to the side room.
Mm-hmm.
But that will happen after the owner, Giannis, has a little wee show of his own.
Oh.
Everyone that's listening should be gearing up to, you know,
yeah,
come and have a look at before he heads off to Denmark.
True, true, true. Very exciting stuff. Very big things happening at Adju. Thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Kia ora.
Great having you on. It's lovely having you on. We have a request from Mr. Aiden. We have Screams from the Old Plantation by King Kapisi. You're listening to The One with the Ride Times Gig Guide after that. Take care, folks, and enjoy this. Enjoy this track.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.